Unemployment is a major developmental issue in Africa and has become a factor fueling migration to Western countries, with some migrants caught up in dehumanizing conditions. The 2018 Africa Think Tank Summit aims at proposing strategies and actionable recommendations that will promote job creation opportunities. The Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta said government's initiatives, including the One District, One Factory, seek to reduce unemployment rates in Ghana.
In Ghana, evidence shows that youth aged 15 to 24 are much less likely to be working than adults aged 25 to 65. Indeed, slightly more than half of young people are working, 32%, compared with most other adults, which is 89%. This partly reflects the fact that young people are still in school. At the same time, a larger share of young people are neither in education nor working compared with other adults. Other reasons for youth unemployment are varied. They include the deficits in basic education and job relevant skills, the lack of jobs, such experience, facilitated job acquisition through working experience, and the difficulties. Above all, youth unemployment problem stems from our economy's failure to create employment opportunities at a rate commensurate with the growth in our youth population.
The Executive Secretary of the Africa Capacity Building Forum, Professor Emmanuel Nadozie, asked Africa think tanks to be concerned about the fight against unemployment. He said lapses for policy implementation and lack of capacity building have not helped to address youth unemployment. He made reference to the prevailing mismatch between tertiary education and job needs. The Executive Director for the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, stressed the need to adopt different pragmatic strategies to tackle the issue of unemployment, adding that recycling of policies and strategies over the years have not led to any breakthrough. The 2018 summit, which is organized in partnership with the government and IDEC, has participants from Nigeria, Benin, Sierra Leone, and Burkina Faso.
Priscilla Owusu-Ansah reporting.